Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This was about a decade ago, when Halloween was still a big thing. I was trick-or-treating with my two friends. I'll call them Alex and Ben, for the sake of their privacy. This was our first year going out alone and not having Alex's parents follow us around. They were a bit controlling, and it always made the whole thing about 20 times less enjoyable. So needless to say, we were all super excited for this year. For our costumes, I dressed up as a creepy clown. Ben was a scarecrow, and Alex wore a white sheet and a pumpkin mask. I guess he was a ghost with a pumpkin head, but I genuinely don't know what he was thinking. Anyway, we started walking at 5, which was pretty late, but our town's trick-or-treat hours were until 9 p.m, so this was common around here. It was actually really fun. Being just the three of us and goofing around running door to door was a great time.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But later in the night, I'd say 7:30-ish, we noticed these two guys across the street from us had been near us for a while. It kind of looked like they were following us, which was strange because we were constantly turning down different roads and going to random houses. Once we noticed this, we paid more attention and made a few more turns, essentially going in a full circle. And the two guys basically made all the same turns. Still, though, it wasn't exactly easy to tell if they were truly following us. They both went up to houses, like any other kids, and they were wearing costumes and everything. Although, they were bigger than us, for sure. Maybe even high schoolers, or older. Against our better judgment, Ben and I listened to Alex's suggestion, which was to leave the neighborhood and take a shortcut through the woods to lose them and cross over into the other neighborhood. The only reason we agreed was because the woods had a path going through it that everyone had taken a few times before. Never at night, but at least we were somewhat familiar with the trail and didn't feel like we'd get lost or anything. So we hurried to the path and started walking through the woods. We hoped the two guys didn't see us. As we walked further in, it got way darker, to the point where we could barely see ahead of us. This was well before kids were running around with cell phones, so none of us had any way to light up the path. We had to stop for a second, as it started to get really spooky and kinda dangerous, and we were trying to decide if to turn back. However, while standing there, we started to hear footsteps crunching against the gravel behind us. All we could make out was the outline of two men walking toward us, before we all went running into the trees. To make things worse, Ben, who was the last to start running, swore he saw the two men chase after us as soon as we took off. So in the panic, we got completely lost in the woods. And every time we took a break to catch our breaths, we'd only have 10 to 20 seconds before we'd hear footsteps running up behind us and have to take off running again. I think that was what really confirmed to us that not only were we being followed, but they also had to have had something really horrific in mind to be still chasing us through the woods. We must have been lost in there for over half an hour before making it to a street. None of us knew which direction to go from there, so we just guessed and happened to find ourselves in Ben's neighborhood. We went straight to his house and hunkered down inside, glued to the windows for the rest of the night. Of course, being kids, we didn't tell anyone. Alex got picked up around 10, and I spent the night at Ben's house. It's worth mentioning that in the middle of the night, sometime between 2 and 3 a.m., both of us woke up to what we thought were two sets of footsteps walking up the driveway. His room was on the first floor and right at the front of the house, so the sound was pretty clear. By the time we looked, though, we didn't see anyone. Could have been nothing, but both of us having woken up to it makes me unsure. After that, nothing else happened. Every other Halloween was completely normal, but we always got that little adrenaline spike with that nervous feeling that we were being followed. This was 5 years ago on Halloween night. I was lucky enough at the time to have a nice house in one of the larger neighborhoods. Large in terms of a lot of houses, not necessarily big houses. But because of this, tons of kids would be flooding the streets every Halloween, so usually from 3 to 7, I'd be handing out candy full time. Now, nothing ever interesting ever really happened. It would always be the same interactions. Kids would come up and ring the doorbell, say trick or treat, get their candy, and leave. But toward the end of the night, the doorbell rang, and I answered the door to a single girl standing on my porch. She was alone, but there was a guy on the sidewalk, I assumed her parent, watching her. The girl looked a bit strange, though. She had on a costume of, I guess, a dead bride, sort of a ripped-up white wedding dress, but she also had white face paint covering her entire face, and oddly, she looked older. Not really like a kid, the more I looked at her. But of course, with the face paint, I thought it might have just made me have trouble determining her age. She didn't smile or say anything, and just held out a small bag. I put a handful of candy in it, and as soon as I did, she turned and quickly walked away. The man walked next to her, and they were talking, but I couldn't hear what they were saying. They definitely knew each other, though. And although the whole thing was a bit weird, I wasn't worried about it. I looked around to check if any other kids were coming by, but not seeing anyone, I closed the door. Rest of the night was slow. I had a few more kids come up to the door, but it was mostly over. I moved the candy away from the door and stayed up late, talking on the phone with some friends and cleaning up around the house. Honestly, I think I was up until 1 a.m., when I realized how late it was, I turned off all the lights and went upstairs to shower before bed. I was in there for maybe 15 minutes before I got out and happened to check my phone and noticed an alert from my doorbell camera. It was from 10 minutes ago, basically right after I got in the shower. Sometimes this happens and it was just a false alarm, but when I checked it, I immediately felt my stomach drop. For just a moment, in the corner of the video, that same girl with the white wedding dress costume showed up, but immediately backed away, kinda like they remembered there was a camera and was trying to stay out of view. I quickly got dressed and hurried downstairs and looked outside. It was quiet, and nobody was on the porch. My heart started racing. This couldn't be a coincidence. But then, I heard something behind me. I turned and stared down the shadow-filled hallway. I could hear whispers coming from the other end of the home. Two people talking back and forth. I instantly turned around, swung open the door, and sprinted out of the house and all the way to the other end of the neighborhood. I then called the police and waited anxiously. Not even a minute later, I got another notification from the doorbell app. My face went pale. The recording showed the girl and the man running out of my house. I gave the police the video evidence, and they did what they could. They found that they'd likely pick the lock on the side entrance door that led inside my garage, which they were then able to get inside the house from. but they never found them, or even identified them. Interestingly, other neighbors reported having similar weird encounters with the two, but they only broke into my house, so the two were probably going around and trying to find someone who they thought would be most vulnerable. Just a theory, though. Even to this day, no further information has come out, and the two haven't been seen since. I was 15 and felt too old this year to be going around in a costume trick-or-treating on Halloween. Instead, I hung out with my friend Aiden, kinda just hanging out in my room and being bored. It felt like we should be doing something, you know, because it was Halloween. Not only that, but my parents were gone for a work party in the city, so we had the whole house to ourselves for the rest of the night. After a while, we couldn't decide on anything cool, so we did the most unoriginal thing and went to the basement to watch a Halloween/horror movie. We found something decent and turned it on, then turned off all the lights. The basement was already kind of a spooky place in the house, being unfinished and with boxes and random stuff stored all around. Basically, there was just a couch right in the middle and a small TV in front of it. It was usually where my dad went to have a couple beers and stay up late while everyone else was sleeping. Anyway, we watched the movie for a while, getting past the introduction and whatever. But then we heard a thump. Both of us looked at each other, then paused the movie. The house was quiet. I thought it might have actually been from the movie, so I rewinded it and played it back, but there wasn't anything even close to what we heard. From the basement, everything upstairs sounded muffled, but we were sure it had to be from the floor above us. I got up, and Aiden followed as I went to the bottom of the stairs and listened again. Very quietly, we could hear more thumps. They were softer, moving around the upper floor. Me and Aiden just looked at each other in fear, not moving or talking, knowing exactly what the thumps sounded like. It was like someone quietly walking around upstairs. Then, suddenly, a voice called out.
Aiden! Aiden!
He called out Aiden's name several times. His voice was deep, and Aiden clearly had no idea who it was. And even if he did, they'd still broken into my house while my parents were away. We quickly found a place to hide. It was a very small closet in the corner of the basement. Pretty sure it was the utility closet, with the water heater and stuff. And only seconds later, the basement door creaked open. We could see through the small cracks in the closet. The upstairs lights shined down the stairs into the dark basement. And after a pause, the man started walking down. He walked slowly, getting to the bottom and pausing to look around, then moving into the middle of the basement. When he noticed the TV was on, he stared at it, then called out Aiden's name again.
Aiden!
He began looking behind some of the boxes, and even opened one and searched through it for a minute. I knew that box had old photo albums and family gifts and stuff, so it was super creepy to watch this guy just looking through them. But after being down there for 5-ish minutes, he headed back upstairs. We heard his footsteps wander the upper halls for a while, then it went quiet. After waiting in the closet for what felt like a whole hour, I finally snuck out, got my phone, and called for help. I'd waited so long, though, that the guy was already gone, and with how dark the basement was, we couldn't see any features of the guy to identify him with. Clearly, though, he knew who Aiden was, and found out he'd be alone at my place for the night, and was definitely stalking him, probably to kidnap him, and maybe even me too. It was an extremely disturbing situation, and I still talk to Aiden to this day, but nothing has ever come from it. We never saw that guy ever again. This happened a few years ago on Halloween. I was still a kid. Not super young, but getting to the point where some people in my age group would start deciding to skip out on trick-or-treating. Most of my friends this year chose not to go, but me and my best friend Jason were still excited for it. For me, it wasn't even the act of trick-or-treating that made it fun, but it was just going around the neighborhoods and enjoying the holiday, hanging with friends, and doing something you don't always get to do. And of course, at the end of the night, you'd have a ton of candy that would last for weeks.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason lived in a slightly larger neighborhood than me, so after school, I headed right to his house so we could start from there. Admittedly, we both wore the most generic, boring costumes we could find, because neither of us wanted to look like tryhards and go all out on our costumes. Anyway, we started trick-or-treating around 4. It all started out just as you'd expect. We went door-to-door and got as much candy as possible, and had fun running around the neighborhood and looking at all the cool decorations. By 6:30, we'd made it well past the neighborhood, and maybe 2 or 3 further down, to a place we hadn't really been to before. It looked like every other area around here, except instead of leading to another neighborhood, at the end there was a road going into the forest, and along that road were these massive houses. At least twice as big as the ones we were walking around, but probably even bigger. They looked like mansions, tucked away in the trees along the road. Both of us knew we had to see what they were handing out. We didn't even finish going up to the rest of the houses where we were at, and just went straight for the bigger ones. Stupidly, we didn't even realize the sun was going down, and honestly, we didn't know where we were before. So going into this even more unknown forest neighborhood was not a good idea. We went up to the first house. It had a long driveway and the whole mansion only had a single porch light on. I rang the doorbell, but nobody answered. After a minute of waiting, we left and went to the next one. Pretty much right away, we noticed how quiet it was out there. Just the crickets chirping in the trees. No other kids or parents were walking around or trick-or-treating over here. Somehow, we still didn't get the hint and kept going deeper in, approaching every house along the way. But none of them answered. I think we knocked on 8 to 10 houses before we saw an orange glow in the woods and noticed it was a house that finally had some Halloween decorations outside. It looked the same as all the others, being old and extremely large, but it had lights and yard decor all around it, sort of in an older style that matched the house, but we figured they surely were handing out candy if they went through all the work of setting this up. We couldn't help but get excited as we hurried up the driveway and went to knock on the large wooden door, but once we were up on the porch, we saw the door was already open. The inside of the home was very dark, and everything looked outdated. Still, I knocked on the door. It was very quiet for a whole 30 seconds while we waited. Felt like something was off, because if you had all the decorations and left your door open on Halloween, likely you'd be home and watching the door. It wasn't until we were just about to walk away when suddenly a man appeared in the crack between the open door. He was an older guy, 50s at least, with thin hair and these really open eyes. It almost didn't look natural. He smiled and said Happy Halloween, and said he had candy just inside for us. There was an awkward pause for a few seconds, because we thought he was going to go back to grab the bowl, but instead he just stepped aside, as if inviting us in. Neither me or Jason moved.
Come on in. It's just down the hallway here. The bowl's too heavy for an old man like me to be walking around with.
He opened the door wider and lifted his hand up toward the hallway, again wanting to welcome us inside his home. But common instinct, mixed with the eerie darkness that covered most of his home, we knew this wasn't worth the risk. Jason tried saying some sort of excuse, but stumbled over his words and didn't even get a coherent sentence out before I nudged him, signaling to just leave. We both hurriedly walked away, not even looking back to see the man's reaction. We still didn't know whether or not that man had bad intentions or anything, but we just wanted to be safe and not end up on the news as the kids who willingly went inside some crazy guy's home on Halloween. Being more focused on just getting away, though, we unconsciously just kept going down the road the way we were before, heading deeper into this strange neighborhood. We skipped the next several houses, though, still talking about what that strange interaction was, and ultimately decided we should get out of this neighborhood and head back to one of the regular ones. Because we were already so far in, though, we thought continuing down would have to lead to a road at some point. We walked for 15 minutes, not stopping at a single house. The woods were just as quiet, and now with the sun fully down, it was extremely dark. Nobody else was out there. And then we saw something up ahead. Along the forested road, there was a car, parked right on the edge. It was so dark outside, though, and its lights were off. So by the time we saw it, we were already just 20 or so feet from passing it. It was very old, and with none of its lights on, it nearly resembled an abandoned car. Jason and I walked past it nervously, confused and curious about it, but sticking to the opposite side of the road. I couldn't see anything through the front windshield, with it parked perfectly in the shadows, but as we passed right next to it, and I looked into the side window, I just caught a glimpse of a person sitting in the driver's seat. From that glimpse, I instantly recognized the wide-open, disturbing eyes he had. I told Jason to run, and we both booked it down the road. Almost right when we did, the headlights on the car turned on. We just kept running, though, and got super lucky that only a minute down the road was an intersection, leading to a normal neighborhood. We didn't see the car follow us, but maybe us running away made him know that we were aware of everything, and kept him from trying anything. We basically went right back to Jason's house and never told anyone about it, not even the rest of our friend group. That was our last year ever going out trick-or-treating for Halloween.
My very first car was a dark green 2000 Volkswagen. It was the most basic of basics when it came to cars. No options whatsoever except for an automatic transmission. It was $300. Slow, dumpy, had no right headlight, drove straight with the steering wheel practically sideways, and let out a cloud of white smoke when started. Every stereotype of a poor high schooler's car you can think of, my car was no exception. Despite it being a piece of German crap, I loved that car. I drove it every chance I had to. I named it Thunder Bunny. But Volkswagens from that generation, my model especially, had a pretty bad flaw in the automatic transmission. I'm not sure exactly what causes it, but essentially, the transmissions gradually get worse and worse until the car will not shift into third gear. And there's not a thing you can do from there. So a couple of weeks after Halloween 2019, I was going about 30 miles per hour when the engine suddenly roared and the car wouldn't speed up. I feared the worst, and my fears were justified. My dad, a mechanic, didn't even have hope for my car. She was gone already, and so much to my dismay, we started looking for a new car. It only took about a month for us to find it. A dark green 1999 Volkswagen. Exactly like my old car, in absolutely everything. She was faster, had heated leather seats, auto windows, an auto sunroof, everything. All except for an automatic transmission. I knew how to drive manual, so it was perfect. I had a new baby from the crackhead neighbor girl to Scarlett Johansson. At least in my eyes. I loved that car even harder. Gave it another nickname and was happy. Okay, I'm about to get to the story, but I have a few more quick things to explain. You can skip this if you want, but it's important, but I guess not vital to the story. First, for people that might not know, when you have a manual car, you cannot leave it in gear and take your foot off the clutch. If you do, the car will stall, which is bad, so. If you do leave your car in gear, you need to turn the engine off before taking your foot off the clutch. If you don't want to turn the car off or have it turn itself off, you need to pull the handbrake or it will roll away. Guess what the only really broken thing on my car was at the point this story takes place? If you guessed the handbrake, you're right. And that was the second thing. No handbrake. Okay, now for the story. I started working as a pizza delivery driver in a smaller growing town in Michigan. It was good money, but once in a while I delivered to an incredibly sketchy place and I've had a few shotguns pulled on me. One night, about 2 months ago, I was delivering on a Friday. Usually Fridays are very busy, but this day was a little slow. So when a delivery came at 8:30, half an hour before we closed, I jumped on it. I realized it was 7.1 miles away, so all the closing jobs would be done by the time I got back, and I would have been able to leave immediately. It was way out of town in a woods-surrounded neighborhood, but again, no work when I got back to the store. Seemed like a good deal to me. And I'm all about those sorts of deals. So I climbed into my car and went to drive the 7.1 miles away. As I pulled up to the house, I began to get a bad feeling. The house was in a small trailer park neighborhood, next to a lake. The kind where the houses are all a good distance apart with a likely drug problem and was completely dark. No lights on inside. There was a single car in the driveway and an open window on the side of the house. I pulled in behind the car in the driveway and sat there for a moment. Something was off. By the house being completely dark, I mean there wasn't so much as a nightlight that I could see. Usually, when I deliver to a dark house, there is at least a light on upstairs or something that would signal someone being awake, waiting for their pizza. But the house seemed dead. Nevertheless, I put the car in gear, turned off the engine, grabbed the small cheapest pizza we had, and got out. Without my headlights on, there was nothing.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I could barely see the house. The only light was the dim moon. I walked onto the porch and past the big open window to the front door. As I reached the front door, I saw it. The door was slightly cracked open, just enough for me to see into the void of the house. Thinking of every single horror movie I've ever seen, I said aloud, "Screw this," and hurried back to my car. I'm a tall, well-built looking guy, but despite my wide shoulders and baggy hoodie, I'm a frail thing and can hardly fight off a small dog. I got into my car and turned on the engine. My headlights illuminated the house and almost simultaneously, the living room light behind the big open window lit up and a single guy looked out and walked to the front door. I cursed myself and weighed my options. If I went up to the door, I could die. If I noped out of there, I would 110% be fired. That meant no new car parts, no gas money, no cute dates with my girl, just sitting at home doing virtual schoolwork. It was a stupid choice, I know, but I grabbed the pizza and opened the door. Making a choice I'm damn glad I made, I took the car out of gear and climbed out. Mostly so my engine would still be running so that if I needed to, I could run back and immediately take off. I walked to the door where the man had opened it the rest of the way. As I got closer, I got a good look at him. I'm not one to judge a person based on their physical appearance, but this guy's head was cleanly shaven and was covered in tattoos. He was wearing a pair of gray jeans and a white tank top. He had a scowl on his face and was staring me dead in the eyes. I looked past him for a moment into the house, which was completely empty. As I got close enough that I started opening the pizza bag, he started to reach around his waist. I stopped. He was staring at me with the most evil grin I've ever seen. I knew in that moment that I was about to die. I had always heard your life seems to flash before your eyes. I thought about my girl, that she wouldn't know what happened. My work would stop delivering upon my disappearance, assuming that my body was never found. My dad would regret telling me he was happy for me landing this job. That's when I heard it. That distinct sound of gravel under tires. My only pathetically small chance of escape was rolling away. I didn't even look back at the car to know that. I just stared at the man and was about to say, "Screw you," when he looked back at my car. I heard the sound of the car rolling. It was getting closer. The guy's eyes went from the driveway to behind me. I finally looked over my shoulder. My car had rolled backwards and had come to a smooth stop near the mailbox of the house. I looked back at the guy, who had a nervous look. He looked back at me and scowled again and took his hand from around his waist. He reached into his front pocket and took out $12 and handed it to me. Gave him the pizza and watched him slam the door shut. I ran back to my car and practically tore the door off trying to get in. I looked back at the house and the man was standing in front of the window, staring out at me. You better believe I nearly spun the tires on my way out of there. I kept glancing at my mirrors until I started driving under streetlights. It was easily the scariest moment I've ever had. As soon as I got back to the store, I told my boss about it and she called the police. We never heard anything about it. I assumed they went to the house and only found a small cheese pizza. I started carrying a knife on me at all times and my boss is considering getting trackers for our pizza bags. Only recently did I realize this is a sort of butterfly effect. I thought it was the worst thing ever that my transmission went out and I cursed Volkswagen for designing such a terrible automatic transmission. But if that transmission was still working, then I would have still had that car when this happened. I would have put the car in park and it would have sat there while whatever would have happened to me happened. I have zero doubts in my mind that the man was planning on murdering me.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
So, shitty German engineering saved me from getting murdered.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.